It's Winner Takes All this weekend. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 24th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@justprowrestlingnews.com.
Impact Wrestling.
It is Rebellion Weekend. Impact Wrestling holding its big pay-per-view Sunday night with one of the biggest main events in that company's history. It's title versus title, Impact champ Rich Swann versus AEW champion Kenny Omega. Officials from both companies have gone out of their way to all but guarantee that there will be a decisive winner in this match. Someone is leaving with all of the championships. The other interpromotional matchup on Sunday's card, the Good Brothers get their rematch for the Impact Tag titles that they lost to New Japan's Juice Robinson and David Finlay. Deonna Purrazzo puts her Knockouts Championship on the line against Tennille Dashwood. Ace Austin defends his X Division title in a three-way against TJP and Josh Alexander. Jordynne Grace teams up with Rachel Ellering to go after Fire and Flava's Knockouts Tag titles. A last man standing match, Sami Callihan versus Trey Miguel, plus Matt Cardona versus Brian Myers, and Violent by Design versus James Storm, Chris Sabin, Willie Mack, and Eddie Edwards. That is all on the Rebellion show coming up on Sunday.
WWE.
We've got a title match set for WrestleMania Backlash. Bianca Belair will defend the SmackDown Women's Championship against Bayley. On last night's SmackDown, a high-stakes match was set up for next Friday's show. Roman Reigns offered Daniel Bryan a shot at the Universal Championship with the stipulation that if Bryan loses, he is gone from SmackDown. Bryan spent last night's show supporting Cesaro's push for a title match of his own. Together, they beat Jey Uso and Seth Rollins. Bryan pinned Jey moments after Rollins had walked out on his partner. Apollo Crews successfully defended his Intercontinental title against Kevin Owens, thanks to some interference from Commander Aziz. Next week, Crews will again defend the IC title against Big E. Tamina pinned one half of the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Nia Jax. Reginald was back on TV for the first time since before WrestleMania. Rey and Dominic Mysterio beat Chad Gable and Otis. We also saw Aleister Black's first appearance on WWE TV in months. He appeared in a backstage vignette, reading from a book titled Tales of the Dark Father. Earlier in the day, WWE formally announced some new additions to its performance center, part of a new class of international recruits. That class includes Saray, who just made her debut on NXT last week. Another Japanese star, Hideki Suzuki, is joining the PC as a coach. WWE also confirmed the signing of Australian prospect Stephanie DeLander. A new COVID-19 state of emergency in Japan was officially declared on Friday. It covers Tokyo and the western prefectures of Osaka, Kyoto, and Hyogo. The order bans live fans at sporting events, and that means changes for many Japanese pro wrestling promotions. Stardom canceled its shows scheduled for Sunday, as well as May 8th and 9th. It also postponed its April 30th show. Tokyo Joshi Pro postponed its May 9th show as well. Other shows will go on, but without live fans. Pro Wrestling Noah's shows on May 2nd and 3rd, plus the final three shows of All Japan's Champion Carnival on April 25th, April 29th, and May 3rd.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Wrestling Dontaku Tour is outside the areas affected by the emergency declaration. The next broadcast from the tour on New Japan World is coming up on Monday, with two singles matches on top of the card, Tetsuya Naito versus Great Okan, and Sanada versus Aaron Hanare. Filthy Tom Lawler is the winner of the New Japan Cup USA tournament, and he's the first strong openweight champion. He beat Brody King in the tournament final on last night's New Japan Strong, and it did not take long for a title challenger to step up. That challenge was issued by Lawler's team, Filthy Stablemate, Chris Dickinson. The NWA announced Friday it will hold its next pay-per-view event on Sunday, June 6th. Finally, well wishes are pouring in from across the wrestling world for Steve Mongo McMichael, the former WCW United States Champion, revealed he's been diagnosed with ALS.
I'm glad in my life I never held back anything. I went at it full bore and did a lot of things in my life. I'm glad I didn't wait.
That's McMichael speaking exclusively with WGN's Jarrett Payton. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 24th. Our next update comes your way Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend. And please rate, review, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and share our updates with the wrestling fans in your life. We appreciate your support. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.